91.9 CFM, we are Ellie and Taz, your feel-good drive home across the sunny coast. And I cannot believe, Tazzy, that we're already at the last home game for the Sunshine Coast Lightning.
It's sad, but it's exciting because it's a big game for the girls.
It is indeed. Currently sitting in fourth spot. It's a must win this weekend. And the wonderful Mahalia Cassidy joins us in studio now. Hi, Hals.
Hello. How are we?
We're well. Now, I don't want to talk too much about the weekend, but what a devastating final few moments.
I know. We were in it and then we didn't quite get over it.
You were a bit behind at one point, but you brought it home. I think you guys were steaming home. I think there was 8 points difference or something with like a few minutes to go, and we ended up only losing by two.
Yeah. We fought back really well. Mm-hmm. Upon reflection, we were actually, I don't think, ever ahead. But then we did have the opportunity in the last minute or two, but we'll forget about those things and we'll move on.
Are we allowed to talk about the controversial held ball call? You guys got called for a held ball with a minute and a half to go. The ball was down your end. You needed a super shot to even the scores.
There was a lady behind me. She used some words that I will not repeat on the radio when that call came across.
I think I might have used those words too on court, but I'm not very good at those things. It took me a while to calm down after the game, but we moved on and we looked at how we could have played it better. Mm-hmm. We looked at the things that we could control and we'll take them into next week.
Good. Very diplomatic answer.
Yeah, like you don't want to ask me after the game. And not good.
Fair enough. Do you go back with things like that? Do you go back and watch the footage and get the stopwatch out and see, was that a 3 second held ball, or do you just try and let it go?
I'd like to say that we let it go, but we definitely got out the stopwatches in our review on Monday.
Great. So devastating.
It'd be too hard not to. Come on.
Exactly. Oh, well, mate, I wanted to. I wanted to get it out. But, hey, no, whatever. I'm over it too. It's fine. So this weekend you've got the Giants. The Giants was the scoreboard fiasco, wasn't it? Okay, so you lost them down in Sydney because of a scoreboard error. You guys have not copped a break this season.
Yeah, we've really ridden a roller coaster all season. So I don't think that always sits in the back of our mind and kind of spurs us on and gives us a little bit of energy that we need. But I'm excited. I think we're all excited to take on the Giants. We had a few injuries when we played the Giants last time. So we are a full squad now of 10, everyone back on deck. So we're pretty excited.
I feel like you guys catching a break will come at the end of the season, which is when you want it to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We're going to speed straight into finals, you know?
Absolutely.
On the way up.
Love it. Mahalia Cassidy, big game this weekend. Go and smash it and go the Lightning.
Thank you very much.
And Sunny Coast, if you want to be at this weekend's game, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock at UniSC Arena, we have some of the last tickets in town available right now. 545-11919, a free double pass, hotly contested.
I'm a little upset because I was going to take these home, but yeah, let's give them away, I guess.
Call us now if you want them.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.